All right, we're here at the Weber County Sheriff's Office for Beyond the Badge, and I'm here with Lieutenant Nate Hutchinson to talk about a very special sergeant who was nominated for recognition this week. Will you talk to me a little bit about her?
Yeah, so it's Sergeant Stephanie Tatton, recently promoted. Before that, it was Detective Stephanie Tatton, and her assignment was she worked with crimes against children. Mm. And really excelled at that position.
She worked with children who had been exposed to some horrible things in their lives, and so had to be in a very difficult place.
It is. It's an extremely difficult position. It's not sought after. You really have to be a special person to do that type of work.
And so she would work with these children and be, in a way, they're advocates, although I guess that's not the right word, is it?
No, I think that's a really appropriate word. I mean, she definitely was their advocate. She was their voice, and helped them, spoke for them, and investigated crimes that involved them. So I think that's a great word.
And looked out for their interests in these two. She also had won some awards, I saw. I mean, I'm not the first one to get here to give her an honor of sorts.
She has. She won an award through Utah. It was a CJC that she won an award through as well. So, yeah, she's definitely been recognized in her work with children.
So she's been promoted from detective to sergeant. How does that happen?
Through good work.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Through good work, she was recognized. She's just been a great officer the whole time that she's been employed here at the sheriff's office. So she worked in detectives for 8 years, and after that got promoted and now runs a patrol shift out on a crew out on the road.
In addition to what she does here for the sheriff's office, she also does a lot of volunteering, I understand. Is that right, Lieutenant?
She does. She volunteers. She volunteers with the Children's Justice Center. She recently was involved in helping to organize a silent auction as well as a fundraiser where they raised $13,000 to help with drug testing for children that are exposed to drugs.
So it seems there's a real love in her heart for children and for people. I mean, it seems to me all the officers I interview, I see the common denominator is a concern for human beings.
You know, I think that's the truth. It's definitely the case in Sergeant Tatton's. In her case, she's definitely cares about people. I mean, I think that she got into this job to serve people, and it's evident that she enjoys doing it because she wouldn't be so good at it if she didn't.
All right, I'm going to talk to this man, if you'll let me. This is Rod Layton, who is the – tell me your title again, if you would.
I'm the director of the Weber Morgan Children's Justice Center.
And what is your experience with Sergeant Tatton?
She was actually worked up at the center, so her office was moved up to 24th and Van Buren, where we have the CJC up there, and she worked out of our office.
And she worked as an advocate for children?
She investigated cases of child abuse, so it could have been cases of physical abuse, drug endangerment, child sexual abuse, just about anything that comes along with somebody under the age of 18. She would investigate that.
These are the toughest cases, I would imagine.
Absolutely the toughest cases. If you, my experience has been in law enforcement before I became the director, and I overseed investigations for a number of years, and there is no case more difficult than a child abuse case. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, the most difficult case to investigate.
Mm-hmm. Because you are torn in so many ways. You want to protect the child. You want to be fair to the person you are investigating. So all of the balance of issues there.
Yeah, that's really part of it. But the other part is you're talking with a 5-year-old, and you're collecting evidence from a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old, and then you've got to corroborate that evidence. And child abuse cases, it's not just about the victim. You're going to be dealing with families, communities, you name it. It affects everybody, and so you can't just do an interview with a child and then walk away from it. And that's why most police officers don't want to do this job. They don't want to be involved in these type of cases because it extends out to a lot of people, not just the victims.
What makes this sergeant so special?
Her passion for it. I've seen a lot of child abuse investigators come and go, and there's very, very few that have the passion for the job. And when I see one, boy, I hold on to them. I want them to stay because it's extremely rare. I've been doing this for 20-something years now, and I can count on one hand the good child abuse investigators that are out there, and she's probably the finest I've ever seen. And when you get someone with that passion, they just jump into it full blast, and they do everything they can for that victim. And it doesn't matter about the evidence. It doesn't matter about, everything else is just secondary to what can I do to make this happen. And so it's just, they're rare. These people are really rare.
What is the benefit to the community of an officer with that kind of passion and competence?
Well, probably the main thing is her commitment to not only the victim but the families. So you're involved. If you're involved with a case like this, you want contact with that police officer. You want to know what's going on. You want that relationship has to continue through and it may be a year before that is finally adjudicated through the courts. And so her compassion for everybody in this case, she calls people back. She talks to them. She explains things. And she does everything she can possibly do to get that case to a finish, to an end result.
Do you still have contact with her now that she's been promoted?
Yep. Yeah, I do a lot. She's actually, when we were talking about the nonprofit side, her volunteer work, that's our board. It's called the Friends of the Weaver Morgan Children's Justice Center. And she's actually the vice president of that board. And so she still volunteers hours and times to create funding to keep the CJC going. Because it's not entirely funded by government. So we got to have volunteers do that. So she's still heavily involved.
That's the passion you're talking about. All right. Will you trade seats with me? Because I want to talk to the sergeant now. If you'd allow. All right, Sergeant Tatton. First, I want to say thank you for letting me come and pester you, and thank you for the work you do, which sounds extraordinary. You've heard these two men talk, and how does it feel to hear what they have to say?
It's interesting to listen to because, from my perspective, the work that I've tried to do with children isn't about me. It's about ultimately finding healing and, if possible, justice for the victims and finding accountability for the perpetrators.
How did you get into this particular line of police work?
I came into law enforcement at a later age than the average person. I was 29 when I started, and just life experience prior to that, I'd been exposed to knowing people who were touched by situations of abuse, and so I was motivated to go to law enforcement for that purpose. Mm-hmm. And just worked toward that the entire time I was here, and then the opportunity came available where I could, put my name on the list to go to investigations, and then I was selected to do that.
So you had an empathy. You had a real compassion for the people in this situation that drew you to it.
Yes, I guess you could say that. Yeah. I felt like it's been a age-long problem that's been going since the beginning of time, and why not try to help in some way?
Right. When they talk about the way you stay in contact with the families and how invaluable that is. That never even occurred to me as a person who doesn't understand the process. But that makes perfect sense to me now that is a huge part of the value of what you do. Can you speak a little bit about that?
I can. A lot of times people don't realize that children are very resilient. A lot of times they don't understand what has exactly happened to them. But the family members as adults are very emotional and need a lot of care and explanation. And so And then that also, in law enforcement, that's a great resource for us for information when we're investigating a case. So it's good for both sides for us to stay connected. That way I can help them find resources to help their child begin the healing process, and them as well. A lot of times family members need assistance in dealing with these problems.
I wonder if any of these families have ever thought of you as an angel, as someone who's come in to help them. I bet they have.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure you don't feel comfortable with that word, but forgive me. That's what occurred to me as I'm talking to you, is this woman has been an angel in these families' lives. You probably don't feel comfortable with that. I'm sorry I brought it up. But
no, that's okay. I actually am probably a lot harder on myself and tend more to look at, you know, the times where I feel like I failed somebody.
Oh.
Or I could have done more and it just didn't work out, or things like that. Because there are those circumstances quite often where cases don't all go to prosecution. You know, sometimes you have to find a solution for a victim that is a different avenue than the legal system.
Right, but even that is giving them information and helping them with the healing process, even if it isn't through the legal channel, even that is helping them.
Hopefully so.
Yeah. So you're promoted now to a sergeant. How does that change things for you?
Totally different job.
Really?
Yes. Being out on patrol is quite different because you're handling immediate problems versus doing long-term investigations. And so things on the road are much quicker and resolved much quicker. So it's two completely different things.
Do you like the change?
Yeah, it's been great. It's been really interesting learning how to work with different personalities that I'm now a supervisor for, and it's just been a great learning experience.
But you still have the not the work that you do on a volunteer basis with Mr. Layton's group.
Yes, yeah. I won't ever give up my mentors. So,
and the children need you.
They need the funding. They need the facility. So yes, it's a very good cause for me too. Promote.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Sergeant, for the work that you do. And I feel emotional for some reason. Forgive me for that. But thank you for the work that you do. I think it's angel's work that you have done and continue to do. And I thank you on behalf of KSL and all of our listeners. Thank you for the work that you do, for both of you. The work that you do is extraordinary. And keep doing the good work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.